Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to talk about false doctrines. Now, I find it amazing to see people getting deceived by false doctrines through blatant lies in this open, ungodly teachings. Yet, millions of Christians tune in to YouTube and other social media sites swallowing those lies and ungodly teachings. But I'm even more astonished to know that some people that I have taught the truth get caught up in these teachings. And why? Well, it is because of the truth. Did you know for a lie to take root in the thinking and deceive someone, it must have an element of truth moving in it? Now, if I told you I could fly, you would look at me and shake your head and tell me that, Dave, you should not lie. But if I show you a metal frame, a body frame, which has wings that can expand, and the wings are made of feathers, maybe wearing this body frame, and if I jump off the roof at a certain angle of a barn and flap my arms fast enough and get some lift, maybe, just maybe, I will be able to fly. No. A lie must have an element of truth to be believed. Let me say that again. A lie must have an element of truth to be believed. This is why religions and denominations that talk about the Bible, talk about Jesus and how we can be saved, can hook people into believing all the rest of their lies that they say. Take Jesus out of anything and all you have is a lie. Let me say that again. This is important. Take Jesus out of anything and all you have is a lie. Leave Jesus in and maybe what they are saying, as strange as it may sound, will be believed by some. One of the greatest needs in the body of Christ today is not, you know, more people to speak in tongues, more money, and all that good stuff. Oh, no. One of the greatest needs in the body of Christ is for the people to have more of a spiritual discernment. Now, most Christians have not a clue to what's going on spiritually in their churches and probably in their lives. Sunday, it's time to go to church. Wednesday, it's time to go to church. Fall and spring revival, it's time to go to church. I find it sad when a church puts on their marquee spring or fall revival. Well, that just tells me that nothing is going on at that church, because if there was a real revival going on, there would be no need to advertise. People would be beating the doors down to get into the building. Spiritual discernment is to see as God sees. Let me say that again. Spiritual discernment, which we need, is to see as God sees. How easy would it be to serve God when we can see as God sees? Of course, when we see God, then we can also see ourselves and then make those adjustments that God is looking for in our life. A bite of truth in a lie has always worked and continues today. Wow. Preachers and teachers and churches and denominations, you know, if they go on TV or social media sites, even radio, to spin tales of something incredible. Well, so that you will shell out your hard-earned money, yet not know if it is really true, if it really happened. I'm amazed to the folks who just empty their wallets at something they really know nothing about, yet when confronted with a real need for the body of Christ, they close their hearts and their wallets. Greed does not operate in the light of truth. Let me say that again. Greed does not operate in the light of truth. A lie always works because it promotes prosperity, which always moves and rides on the back of greed. Be not deceived. The biggest danger of deception is not the loss of money that we experience, but it is the loss of truth and righteousness we miss in God. And that brings us full circle. Deception always lies about God. Deception always lies about God. So if I get up in church and begin to teach false doctrine, I am lying not only about what the Bible teaches, but I'm also lying, deliberate or not, about God himself. I am misdirecting people as how to walk with him. But if I get caught up and teach truth, then I am telling the people I am rightly representing Jesus Christ, the person. This alone will not save people, but it will tell them how to be saved or tell them how to walk with God. Doctrinal truth tells the truth about the truth himself so that people can see that the truth himself and be made true through the knowledge of the truth. And he is Jesus Christ, that person. My friend, Jesus did not come to hand us a list of doctrines to constitute and institutionalize a religion. Oh no. Jesus came to redeem us and to dwell in us. Wow, to dwell in us. Doctrines need to represent that and show us the true path in it. And the true path, the true way, is the truth, Jesus Christ. When Jesus says, "I am the truth," in John 14:6, he was not mincing words. Oh no, no mere man could have said this about himself. Later on in the chapter, John would write, "God is light." Jesus is God incarnate. And as a man, he represented all that God is in human form. Wow. Paul affirmed it by saying in Colossians 2:8, "For in him," that would be Christ, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Incredibly, today, Christ is to dwell in us. Let me say that again. Incredibly, today, Christ is to dwell in us. So if we want to know the truth in any matter, we are not asking just merely for information. Oh no, we are asking God for revelation of his Son. Realizing this will clear up much confusion about why God is often silent. We want information, but God wants to reveal himself to us. Let me say that again. We want information, but God desires to reveal himself to us. Take heed to yourself and to your family, my friend. In this day and age, there are just different kinds of heretical movements and churches and denominations and teachers springing up around the world. Some of them are even teaching God is doing a new thing, like in the Seeker Sensitive movement. That's a bunch of mule fritters. But this is by design. It is an effort by Satan and men to depart from Scripture and to make a place for almost anything in the body of Christ. My friend, have you noticed all of the Christian movies, and that's in quotations, all of the prayer apps like the Hallow prayer app out there? Now, these are all ways to get Bible information without reading the Bible. Now your reference is not the Word of God, but it is a movie and a bag of popcorn. No need to spend time with a loving God. Oh no, just hop on your cell phone and hop onto the Catholic Hallow website or the app and repeat some prayers said by somebody who you don't even know, or even know if they are a believer. Be not deceived, my friend. There are tens of thousands of people out there to take your money and your soul. But Jesus is the way. He said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is the truth, and no app or no movie can top that. Amen. Next week, we will go ahead and start another one of those "the" series, and we will begin to look at the one and only light, the Jesus Christ is light. Amen. And in him there is no darkness. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you got this message. And you take it to your heart and you understand and you get out of denominationism and you get out of all of that garbage out there, because your soul is at stake. God loves you, and he wants you to come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and not the saving knowledge of your denomination or your church or anything else. So God bless. We love you, and we will talk to you guys next week. Amen.